everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy once again coming to you after a day of training camp. And Bob, the Patriots dialed it back a little bit today. They kind of went back to basics as they prep for joint practices with the Saints tomorrow. But that gave us a chance to see Julian Edelman back out working in team drills for the whole practice. What did you see from him?
Yeah, after two physical scrimmages during the course of the previous 3 days, back in shells today, and we saw a number of the recently injured come back on the field, especially the aforementioned Julian Edelman, very visible and audible, as defensive back Daron Harmon told us afterwards, because he was talking it up and he was playing it up. He looked very good today, punctuating the practice with a post-corner route it appeared for a touchdown catch. Justin Coleman had great coverage. Edelman on a perfect throw from Tom Brady, just like old days between those two. They've got the chemistry already, making the play, spiking the ball emphatically, and again, having a few words of choice for the defenders.
Now, Bob, if we're looking forward, the Saints come marching in tomorrow. What are you most looking forward to seeing in these joint practices?
I'm looking forward to seeing how number 10 in the red jersey for the Patriots handles himself the next 2 days against the Saints, and of course, these next 2 weeks with the Saints and the Bears back-to-back in the joint practices and the games. Jimmy Garoppolo struggled the last two scrimmages. I thought he had a tough day again today in terms of reading the defense. He's a bit hesitant at times. A lot of the throws were off their mark. Love to see him get some confidence early tomorrow, get back on track, and we'll watch closely how the reps are distributed between Jimmy and Tom Brady as this coaching staff now tries to get one ready for the season opener in Arizona, and of course the other ready to resume his role as the starter come October.
Okay, Bob, well, as we approach these joint practices, again, we have new things to look forward to, but what do you think the Saints take away from coming to Gillette, from coming and playing the Patriots? Do you think that that's something that they relish into?
Absolutely. They've done it time and again, and I heard Drew Brees talking from Saints camp yesterday discussing the importance of the joint practices. What it allows coaches to do is to really manage situations. For example, you watch a preseason game, you're not going to see the starters out there in a two-minute warning situation where they've got to run the two-minute offense or play two-minute defense. Well, in a controlled joint practice, they can have their ones defend the Patriots' ones and vice versa in situations like that. It's invaluable. It reduces the risk of injury, generally speaking. And the two coaches, Bill Belichick and Sean Payton, have a great relationship. And that's fostered what we have seen out here in the past and as well last year at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Very productive practices.
All right, Bob. Well, even talking to the players after practice, they're all looking forward to potentially, if you're on defense, hitting guys in a different color jersey, or on offense trying to beat somebody from the Saints. So, Bob, I'm looking forward to joint practices tomorrow. How about you?
Absolutely, and looking forward to Thursday, of course. First chance here at Gillette to be back in the radio booth for the play-by-play call of the Pats and the Saints.
All right. Well, until tomorrow, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.